Philip Sample Pierre at the Surgeon Care. Today's date is 12/12/2022. Dictation is for Miss Olivia Menzie. Menzie spells M-E-N-Z-I-E. Olivia spells O-L-I-V-I-A. I-A. Date of birth is 01/21/2015. This is a 7-year-old child. Here accompanied by dad with sore throat, period. Dad said this has been going on for approximately 3 days. It's gotten worse today. He said child is complaining of pain when she swallows. Next paragraph, past medical history. Past surgical history. Social history, family history, medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports cough. Dad says the cough is dry. Next line, reports vomiting. Said child had one episode of vomited yesterday, but none today. Next line. And reports runny nose. Next line, it reports nasal congestion. Next line, dad says child is eating and drinking well. Her activities is the same except for when she has a fever, she will resort to sitting around. Once he gave medication for the fever, and the fever goes down, she's back to her normal bouncing self, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of room air. Blood pressure is 104 over 61. Pulse 83, respiration 18, temperature 98.3. Period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous and edematous tonsils, uvula, and pharynx. No exudates. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. No meningeal signs. She has tender anterior cervical nodes on the right and left. No meningeal signs. Pre-nest paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Pre-nest paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Pre-nest paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert-oriented. Mood and effect are normal. Sensory motor functions are normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute pharyngitis. Number two is acute rhinitis. Number three, fever. Number four, vomiting. Open parentheses, resolve. Close parentheses. Next paragraph. Patient had the following tests done in clinic today. Flu A and flu B, both tests were negative. Strep was positive, period. Patient was sent home with the following medication. One, Motrin, 100/5 mL. She would take 1 teaspoon POQID for 10 days, number 200 mL. Next medication, amoxicillin, 250 mg/5 mL, 1 teaspoon POTID for 10 days, number 150. Dad was advised to increase fluids to bring child back if she gets worse, or take her to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.